Virtual Stage presents the Zap Podcast.
Let's check out the shows.
Two, one, ten. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Kupakai Talk. I am your host, Daniel.
And I'm your host, Shannon.
What is your favorite Kupakai actors?
My favorite Cobra Kai actors would probably be Ralph Macchio, who plays Daniel LaRusso, Peyton List, who plays Tori, and Miguel.
Those are good names. My favorites are, because my name is Daniel, there is this guy named Daniel-san.
Ralph Macchio.
Yeah. And also, I like Terry Zuber, and I like Sean Kreese, and I like Hulk.
Interesting. You chose mostly bad guys. So what's your favorite Cobra Kai season so far?
I would say the third one, because there's a school fight, which is amazing. And I like season five as well, because I like season five because at the end, Daniel beat Terry Silver.
Okay.
And I remember in Cobra Kai season five, Sean Kreese escape from jail. I got a feeling that John Kreese going to keep going, going to keep up his Chojo Group of Kai.
Yeah, I have a feeling about that too. Who do you think's gonna be season six's bad guy?
John Reese.
Nah.
What?
I think it's gonna be the strict dojo lady.
Really?
Yeah, she has the potential.
I know she has, because John Kreese was there for a long time.
Okay, but I'm just saying that she has the potential to be a bad person.
About this. How about she team up with John Kreese?
Okay.
And that way, there would be two baddies at the same time.
Okay. I mean, when Silver came back, there was two bad guys. So why can't it work in season six?
Is that gonna happen again in season six?
I hope so.
Two bad guys.
I hope so. I'm not sure.
Action.
So before we go, there is this guy named Jaden Smith is coming to season six.
But he has to be part of the Miyagi verse, so he doesn't count. And he learned kung fu, not karate. I hope that
Because
Julie comes back.
yeah, I hope Danny Boy will come back. Right. That is our talk of Cobra Kai talk. I am your host, Daniel.
I'm your host, Shannon.
And we are the Ooh Show.
McCartney.
We are ones.
Sure.
Bye for now. Hi, everybody, and welcome to broadcast. This is me, Noah, and Rory, and Dustin. And we're gonna talk about what things we be up to. As let's start with Noah, what did you do for this week?
Just wanted to see Lumberjack show.
Oh, that's good. Dustin, what did you do for this week?
Last week, my cousins, I had a session with my cousin, and for this week, my older sister is gonna come here for a visit on Sunday.
That's good. And what did I do for this week? Well, this week It's busy, busy week because and because now we're gonna start packing for camp, and then tomorrow I'm going to my first meeting with Work BC. And on Thursday, I'm going back downtown to go to my full-on massage, and that is it for our SAP podcast. I am your host, Daniel. And Noah and Bradley and Dustin. Bye. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. Adios.
Action. Hi, buddy. Welcome to No Show. I wear the Nevada Maria from Joseph Stanford. Let's see. Maria, the Nevada, are you on?
Hi. It's me, the narrator from Joseph Stanford.
How are you, Denevida Maria? How are you?
I am well. Can't complain. How have you been?
Good. Are you coming to Camp Squamish?
I can't come to Camp Squamish, but I would love to hear about it when you get back. What are you going to do there? Any special activities?
Art and swimming and call you with walkie-talkies.
That would be cool. Walkie-talkies are fun.
Benevida Maria, is Joseph around?
Joseph is out getting groceries.
Okay. Bye, Maria. Thank you. Coming on Zoom. Bye, Maria.
Thanks for having me. Take care and have fun at camp.
Hey Jays fans, I'm back with another update. So yesterday was in a home run derby and we have a new champion. Vladdy Guerrero won in an all new record and he won a trophy. So that's it for now. And I'll come back with more on my updates. Bye.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Harry Potter Wizarding World. I'm Shannon. Did you know in the first movie, The Philosopher's Stone, they learn a few spells, such as Lacanum Inflammare, the fire casting spell, Wingardium Leviosa, the levitation spell, Petrificus Totalis, the binding spell, and they learn how to ride brooms. And Alohomora, the unlocking charm. Thanks for joining me on Harry Potter Wizarding World. I'm Shannon. See you next time.
Hey everybody, but I'm Rasade Todd. Abahas Ved. Now I'm going to talk to you about WWE, SummerSlam. And the day will be Saturday, August 5th. And the time will be 8 to 5. All superstars will come. Me and Sam watch the pay-per-views. It is really cool. My favorite part is the Bloodline. And also Judgment Day. It's all my favorites. So, that's the next time. Podcast. My host David. Bye for now. Hey everybody, we're doing a sports talk. I'm a host of it. So, we're talking about trying to purchase versus Toy Tigers. And the time's gonna be 3:40. So, that's what the timer is. We're gonna check it out. Dope, purchase, dope. We're in the men's team, and it's pretty cool. This is awesome, and watch it. This is really awesome, so my favorite part is Viper Hasia JR. It's my favorite as well. So that's the next time my podcast. Host David. Peace out.
Welcome to Sports Talk. I'm your host, Brad. I'm talking about the Canucks schedule. Wednesday, October 11th, the Canucks are playing the Oilers. Saturday, October 14th, the Canucks are playing the Oilers. Tuesday, October the 17th, the Canucks are playing the Flyers. Thursday, October the 19th, the Canucks are playing Tampa. Saturday, October 21st, the Canucks are playing Florida. Tuesday, October 24th, the Canucks are playing Predators. Friday, October 27th, the Canucks are playing St. Louis Blues. Saturday, October 28th, the Canucks are playing New York Rangers. Tuesday, October 31st, the Canucks are playing Nashville. I hope everyone watched the Canucks games. See you next time on Sports Talk. Peace.
Everybody, welcome to Sports Talk. I'm your host, Sam. Today, I'm going to be giving you an update on the Blue Jays game. It happened yesterday against the Chicago White Sox. And the Blue Jays won 5-4 against the Chicago White Sox in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the final score was 5-4 for the Toronto Blue Jays. And on June 28th, I had my last Special Olympic bocce game. And we had played some games. Everybody did really good at bocce. And we also had some chips. We had pop. And we had pizza. And it was really good times. We just hanged out and talked and hanged out with all the participants, hanged out, and all the athletes hanged out, and the coaches, and that's it, and see you next time on Sports Talk. I'm your host, Sam. Peace out. Everybody, welcome to the streaming. I'm your host, Sam. Today, I'm going to give you a review and an update on Secret Invasion with Nick Fury. There's 3 episodes so far, and there'll be new ones every Wednesday. Dungeons & Dragons movie is now on Netflix, so go watch it, check it out. And also, I just saw Indiana Jones, The Dial of Destiny. It's a new, brand new Indiana Jones film. and it's out in theaters, and it was really good. Action was good. Scenery was good. Harrison Ford did a real good job at it, and it's awesome. And check it out, and see you next time on the streaming. I'm your host, Sam. Peace out, rock and roll, and what's up? Everybody, welcome to Wrestling Talk. I'm your host, Sam. Today I'm going to be doing a recap of WWE Money in the Bank, and it happened last weekend on Canada Day, on Saturday on Canada Day, and the matches I always liked and decided to see were Cody Rhodes versus Dominic Mysterio, and the Usos versus Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa, and the Money in the Bank ladder matches. So the person that won the men's Money in the Bank ladder match was Damian Priest of the Judgment Day, and Io Sky won the women's Money in the Bank ladder match, and she had, and both of them have a contract for up to 1 year. This, which championship they want to cash, champion they want to cash in on, and be champion. And that's it for Wrestling Talk. I'm your host, Sam. Peace out.
Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. You'll hear from, I guess, soon. And peace out.